Hey guys, it's me, and today you're listening to Spacing. So today's episode is going to be about explaining what a supernova is. So first off, we have to define what a supernova is. So it's an explosion that a huge star has, almost three times the mass of the sun. The star has to be three times the mass of the sun to have a supernova. So when that star reaches the end of its life, the gravity that is forcing the star to collapse in, and the fission that's making it explode, when those run out, it just collapses into a really tight ball. Once that really tight ball gets too tight, it explodes. And that is what you call a supernova. So there are two main types of supernovas, type 1 and type 2. Type 2 is a much more common one, and that's what mostly everybody talks about, but I'll cover both because it's space out. So type 1 is when there are two stars. One white dwarf, which I will cover in another episode, and then the other star is a main sequence star, or just like a big star, like around the size of our sun. So when the white dwarf star, because it's so massive and heavy and has such a huge gravitational pull, once that star has enough gas from its companion, the other star, it undergoes a fusion reaction that causes it to explode. Now, type 2 supernovas, on the other hand, occur in a star that's three times the mass of the sun, and when they exhaust their nuclear fuel, these stars undergo a core collapse, like I said, and produce a powerful explosion. So what happens in a supernova is that, as I said before, it gets really tight, and when it explodes, many types of radiation are thrown out. Light, there's heat, X-rays, and gamma rays. The outer layers of the star are blown off at speeds thousands of miles per second. Like, thousands. And it makes a shockwave that sweeps up and compresses the surrounding gas around it. So, the shockwave can trigger new formations of stars and planets, or it can also trigger other supernova explosions, like a chain reaction, because it disturbs the other star's cycle, and it causes it to become a supernova. And one of the biggest impacts of a supernova is that they create black holes, which is a big deal. I have a whole episode on black holes if you want to go and see that. But what happens is that the core collapses, and it explodes, and the core collapses again, and that is when it forms a black hole. And without supernovas, life as we know it would not be possible. The Big Bang may just have been a big supernova that came from the oscillation theory, and that is also another episode that I'm gonna make. So basically what we've learned is that supernovas are one of the most spectacular and powerful events in the universe. They're responsible for creating and shaping many of the structures and elements that make up our universe. While they are quite rare, they have a profound impact on the cosmos and continue to capture the imagination of scientists and the public alike. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and join us next time for another exciting topic in Space Out. Thank you. Bye.